Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to DST. I'm your host, Aileen, and today is DST Thursdays, and I am very excited to welcome back our very own Cole Pellegrino, director of TikTok content and strategy and face behind Betches Brides and host of the Betches Brides podcast. Welcome back, Nicole.
Thank you. It's so good to be back. I'm in the studio after another podcast recording. So, you know, just on a roll here.
You look like just like you're glowing in the studio right now.
Listen, honey, thank you so much. It is the studio lighting, and there's a very soft light coming to my right now. And then highlighter. I put highlighter on my nose. Pro tip, it makes you look glowy.
You're also very like swagged out. Like you have faux pas behind you. That Diet Starts Tomorrow logo, you have our like the B icon on your head, and then you have bowling blazers,
rowing.
right. I know the brand. Bowling blazers. Okay, right before we started recording, I just found out that Nicole speaks to herself. When she speaks to herself, she calls herself Nikki, and I didn't know that about you.
Internally, I refer to myself as Nikki. I think it's because a lot of my friends and family from like high school and hometown know me as Nikki, and then I suddenly flipped a switch when I graduated college and started introducing myself as Nicole in the real world, trying to be all professional and stuff, but like Nikki is the real me, truly.
What does Mike call you? Nikki?
Nikki. He flips back and forth, but mainly Nikki, like especially when he's talking about me to other, he'll be like, yeah, Nikki said blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. Once in a while, he'll say Nicole randomly.
It's really funny that I like didn't know. I just know that you go by Aunt Nikki.
Yes. Among Aunt the Nikki. Office. And you know where that came from? People say I remind them of Kris Jenner. Like when I used to do the Betches events and stuff, like I would have a clipboard and like be like aunt. That's where it originated from. They were like, you're our aunt of the office.
Oh, you're the aunt of the office. I was going to say like, who calls Kris Jenner Aunt Nikki?
I don't know. They said a call. Yeah, that's true. That wasn't. Now that I think about it, that reference made absolutely no sense.
Do you ever connect it?
No connection. Everybody's like, what?
You just want to be compared to Kris Jenner, which I get. She's really cool. Have you been watching the Kardashians, the new Kardashians?
Yeah. And also, you know, I was on her Instagram story. That's probably my non-scale win, honestly.
Oh, really? What did she post of you?
I went to an event for her, not to give them free promo here, but for her cleaning brand Safely, which I do love the products. Oh. And I tagged them and they reposted me and then she reposted me and it was my face on Kris Jenner's story over this past weekend.
Oh my God. Did you get followers?
Like not really. Honestly, you would have thought. I truly was like waiting for them and they just weren't.
You were like, TikTok.
Yeah.
That's great. Kris Jenner's awesome. She's the brains behind everything. And I'm really loving the new show. But anyway, this has nothing to do with anything. So this is that really your win or do you have a different win for this week?
No, that's not actually my win. My win is that I got a puppy. And
yay. I died at, first of all, your dog is very cute. And Sammy in Slack being like...
What'd she say?
In the best way possible, your dog looks just like you.
Oh wait, where did she say that? I missed that.
It was in Slack. No, You didn't see it? Oh my God, I was dying laughing.
But people have been telling me that. And that I'm going to go back and comment because I need to address that comment because it's the best compliment ever. Oh my God. No, that's so funny.
Tell us all about your dog. What's your dog's name?
His name is Louie. Mike and I had to compromise on that. We went through a lot of iterations of names. People were saying maybe Cannoli, which I also love that name. But then I was like, no, Cannoli could be mistaken for no, if that makes any, you know, the no. So then we went with Louie. He's such a Louie, though.
So yeah. Cute.
And the reason it's my win is because this is our first time. It truly gives you so much confidence just like taking care of another being. Like I will proudly say, like, I'm doing my best as a dog mom, but I think I'm a good dog mom.
I'm sure you are a good dog mom.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm like confident in my abilities more to like take care of other beings. It's definitely a good step, I feel like, before embarking on having children, I feel like too. But Yeah, exactly. But don't just get a pet if you're like trying to practice for a kid. That's not the right reason to get a pet.
All right, not the right reason. I agree, having both had a dog and also I still have a dog and as a first step and then having a kid because it's, yeah, sure, it teaches you how to like take care of something. But like as a couple, it teaches you how to like be responsible for something that you both co-own,
right?
Not that you own your kid, but you know what I mean, like are co-responsible for and have to have like conversations about things that are like not about you, you know,
totally.
It's about this other thing, like the well-being of this other thing.
It also is a good test for you because we actually just on the recording before this with Dr. Naomi, who's the co-host of Oversharing, go listen to it, you guys, it's our new podcast. We were talking about that. Like I was telling her how Mike and I have the past week and a half, we've given everything we have to Louie instead of our relationship. And we were talking about how it's so important to like still reconnect with your partner when you have kids or pets or whatever, because you need to have that connection still. Because also your kids and pets like feed off your energy and stuff and you need to be connected and loving. And so that's a whole ghost in a bunch of brides. Yeah.
So Dr. Naomi is on your show. She's on DST. I just interviewed her and Jordana this Sunday. So everyone go listen to that if you have not already. You told me before also that she's making you meditate.
Listen, she made it sound very, very appealing. And we were talking about it in the context of like pre-wedding and the crazy busyness. And then even like once you're married and post-wedding depression, which is a huge thing, and post-wedding blues, people refer to it as. She was saying like one of the tactics is truly meditating. And I feel like to hear it from her, somebody like her, she's very similar to Jordana, I feel like. Like they just remind me of each other, obviously, because they're sisters.
Well, they have the same mother.
Right, right. I feel like Jordana's super like logical too. So to hear somebody like that logical be like meditating truly works, like there's science behind it. It's like, you know, that helps me like believe in it. And I truly want to. I just want to start like, you know, being more mindful and present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It's like not like a woo-woo thing, you're saying. It's like somebody who's not like doesn't seem woo-woo into meditating. Yeah, I hear you on that. I would also take advice from that type of person as well.
So are you going to start meditating?
We'll see. I've tried many times. And for some reason, I don't prioritize it. I should do it, but you know,
you're busy.
I'm just prioritizing. I have a lot of other shit to prioritize, and it's hard to like keep it juggling it all. You know, when your brain just feels so scrambled with like all of the things that you want to do or have to do
all the
and
time.
It just feels like they're all just swirling in your head, and you need to write them down to feel good. And then once you put them down, you're like, oh, this doesn't seem like a lot, like that much. Like, oh, I can do something else. And then you just like, you know, committed to 700 things. That's where
are
I
you
am
a big to do list person?
Yeah, I have
do you
to
always
write
have
everything
a list?
Down. Yeah,
yeah.
I need to write stuff down, otherwise it feels like a big scramble in my head, like an egg scramble. And it's stressful. Also, I don't know if you feel this way, but like if you're doing something where you don't have access to paper, like if I'm driving and I think of something and of seven things, I'm like, oh my God, it's like an itch that you want to scratch, but you cannot scratch because you don't want to like crash.
Yep.
So you're just like, oh my God, just remember these things. Remember
something for that. Rusty's going to hate me for this, but something for that I've done before is pick up your phone, ask, say, hey Siri, text Rusty and leave a voice note list and just text him that.
You know, you can just leave a note. You could say, hey Siri, add note or add reminder.
True. That's like a good point.
If you can dictate to text, you can dictate add reminder.
You can dictate the reminder note. I never thought of it that way.
But you should.
I'm just texting Mike these psycho lists. He's like, okay, sure. Well, like, oh, poor Mike.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you and your new addition to your family, Louie.
Thank
such a
you.
Sweet name. I truly don't remember what my relationship was like before I had a dog. Like, I don't
You've
remember.
You've had Sansa forever.
What life was like. That was 2016, but we were together for 2 years before then.
You got her together. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we were together for 2 whole years.
She's, I feel like she's naturally trained. Like, did you have to train her?
Yeah, I had to train her. Oh my God. But she was a quick learner because she has like poodle in her. Yeah. And so she's like pretty smart. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I don't remember it at all. Like, I just don't understand what life was like before having a dog.
I don't want to. It's the happiest I've ever been. I'm obsessed with him. Like, I Googled the other day how to make your puppy know that you love them, because I was like, I want him to know I love him. I want to make sure I'm showing it. Really? Yeah. Like,
I've Googled that. Yeah. I was like, when a dog kisses you, does that really kissing or mm-hmm. are they, or is it just licking? Like, how do I kiss my dog back?
Yeah, exactly.
Without licking it. Like, I was Googling crazy shit.
It said, one of the things said eye contact is a way. So now I'm just like, poor Louie, he's probably traumatized. I'm like staring into his soul.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, I was going to say that next is that I remember when Sansa was so little and she would just stare at me. And I would like be, what the fuck is this dog doing? And I like Googled it. And that's like how they're showing their affection. Love. So I just started staring back like you.
Yeah. Ugh, now we just stare.
Sweet souls. I love dogs.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, that's a great win. Congratulations. That
thing,
you know, trumps my win. But my win is that Mila, my daughter, is almost 9 months old. And so I, like, when I hear that in my head, I'm like, oh, 9 months. You know, they say it takes 9 months. It's like it grows, the baby grows in 9 months. Technically, it's 40 weeks. So it's like almost 10 months. But yeah. Then it takes 9 months to lose your baby. Okay, I have not done that. I have not been able to lose really any weight, and I have those feelings kind of creeping up in the back of my mind, but I'm my win, this is a positive thing, is that I'm really proud of myself for squashing them, like nipping them in the bud and being like, this is just a stupid phrase that has entered your head and it is not a thought that you had, and it is an expectation that is not an individual expectation. And this is, I'm also sharing this for anybody else who's feeling this way about anything.
Any of those stupid little mantras that were like, that's not even the 9 months in, 9 months out. Like, first of all, I've never heard the thing that, I've never actually heard that where they say like, lose the baby weight in 9 months. But that's one of those things that somebody thought the 9 month thing sounded clever. So they're like, that's when you're supposed to buy.
Right. Well, the funny thing is it's a way to make people feel better that it takes longer. But I'm like, oh,
it backfires.
So it's way longer. But again, I'm not like on a dot, you know, so it's
the world hard. Needs to stop like commenting on anybody's bodies, but especially like mothers' bodies. Like, that is one of my biggest, that makes me so mad when people just like think, I don't know, it's just like we're creating babies.
I hear you. And nobody's really telling, I mean, in the world's defense, no one is telling me to like lose any weight, you know, this is like within myself. And it's, you know, I host a show called Diets Are Smart, like it's like a lifelong thing. So I just, in my head, I'm really trying not to create these like expectations that's for amazing. Myself that are not realistic. And I listened to a podcast recently about like, it sounds like people are listening to like murder podcasts. I'm listening to like metabolism, science of metabolism. But
I was
listening to a podcast by this cardiologist, Danielle Lombardo. She was a guest on DST like years ago. She's a cardiologist. She had a guest on who studies it from like an evolutionary, anthropological standpoint, but he's talking about how hard it actually is for your body to lose any weight because it doesn't want to. It wants to hold on to weight. Like that means that you're something is wrong if your body's losing weight from a biological evolutionary standpoint. So I was I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's hard. So I'm just gonna keep living, and I'm proud of myself. That's my win.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Good for you. Cause that Thanks. Is not easy to do, especially like comparing yourself to other, like, even when, there's moms out there, even people's comments, it's like, look how good she looks after. And it's like that, even those comments on social media and stuff, it's like, that's It's hard. I could imagine if you're a mom, that's hard to not internalize and think about your own self. And
right. And it takes whatnot, a lot of work to definitely to not compare yourself and to really just appreciate your individuality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all different. But I was recently watching Selling Sunset, not this last season, the season right before when Christine just had her baby. And she like doesn't look like she's had a baby, which is whatever. But every scene, though, is someone saying, oh, what? You just had a baby? Looks so good. And she's like, and then like every scene, I'm like, can everyone chill out? Like, please. Like, it's not necessary.
That show, they say the same thing. I love the show to death, but they say the same thing over and over all over that show. But yeah, no, with her, I remember that. I was like, okay, we get it. And then people online were speculating that it was surrogate. And
right. I went deep into that because I started watching that season and then I stopped. I was like, I cannot watch because it was like triggering me at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't watch this shit. And then now I'm watching it. I'm fine. I'm like really into all the drama.
Yeah.
But it's just stop. Like, just stop saying that. Like, please.
Right.
It doesn't help anyone. Anyway, mm-hmm. that's my win. And yay. I can't believe my kid's almost 9 months. Isn't that wild?
I was going to say, that's the most shocking. That time has flown. She's nine months. She is so cute. The swing set photo.
Oh, yeah. That should have been my win. But this isn't Betch's mom's. I bought her a swing set.
You guys look like you have so much fun. Oh, that was in your backyard. I love that.
Yes,
love that for her.
I couldn't wait. She can't even crawl yet, but I got her a swing set. And I couldn't wait.
Are you going to let her get a trampoline one day?
No, that's the biggest accident. And I'm not going to build one into my ground either.
Yeah, smart. We had one with a net, but it was still, I still like landed on my neck. A couple times. Like, I don't love it. I don't think I'll get one.
No, more and more people are not getting those.
I think it was more us growing up.
Yeah, I had one in my yard growing up and like literally we trampolined like a couple times and then it was just like this eyesore.
Yeah.
More room for Sansa to run. All right, let's do a listener DST win. Hi, Aileen / DST fam. I have a DST win for you. So I am getting married in October. Ooh, wedding. And finding my dress was the very first thing I did. It hasn't been altered yet as I am waiting until closer to the wedding to start the process. At a recent family gathering, as I was happily helping myself to a second serving of dessert and joking that it was my favorite part of the meal. Why would you joke about that? My fiance's mm-hmm. aunt jokingly reminded me that I have a wedding dress I need to fit into. I know she was just lightheartedly ribbing me, but I politely reminded her that this dress is altered to fit me and not the other way around. There is a lot of pressure to, quote, look your best on your wedding day. I'm trying to focus on feeling healthy and happy, not only on a big day, but also during the months leading up to it. Listening to DST is helping me keep a healthy relationship with food while I'm managing all the wedding day expectations. Thank you for all you do. Bridal dessert betch. Great answer.
I love the line about the dress fitting you, not you fitting into the dress. That's like something we all need to keep in mind for our wedding day, because if I see one more bride, I mean, there's just the pressure to just fit into the smaller size dress.
Yeah. Not even just the wedding dress, like all clothes, like getting upset when something mm-hmm. doesn't fit you. Let's make those days in the past. You right. just get a different size and that outfit is supposed to fit you. If you want something to buy something for today, you buy something that fits you for today. And that's
right.
the end. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great answer mm-hmm. though. Like the dress is altered to fit me, not the other way. And there's a lot of pressure to look your best on your wedding day. And I'm trying to focus on feeling healthy and happy, not only on the big day, but also during the months leading up to it. So it's like, it's a lot to put that ahead of, you know, the pressure.
Yeah. Especially when you have the crazy aunts saying that kind of stuff, it's always the aunt, by the way. I'm like, can the aunts just like take an etiquette course? And it really is always the aunts. Yeah. There's a whole slew of body comments that happen, I feel like, leading up to the wedding, whether it's a positive one, like, oh, you look amazing. Have you been working out and getting ready, sweating for the wedding? Or whether it's a negative one. And a lot of times both are triggering and we don't want to hear comments about our bodies leading mm-hmm. up to the wedding day. And I feel like I'm just proud that she's keeping her mindset. I'm proud of her for that because sometimes those comments can really get to you. I remember when I first got engaged, I've talked about this on Betches Brides before. I told my family, and one of my aunts, the first thing they said was, "Oh, I've got to lose weight for your wedding." And I was like, mm-hmm. and it was about herself. So,
yeah.
But still, it's like, we all just think right about weight when it comes, like wedding and weight are synonymous. Like I feel like a lot of times, and it's, and
especially
it shouldn't
for
be
an older generation.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like this mm-hmm. like line is almost like this, you have a wedding dress to fit into like that, or like, oh, I got a yes. dress to fit into. Like that's just that I have a dress to fit into is like such like a repeated line. It's almost like mm-hmm. it's an automated response now that it doesn't mean anything. Like you don't actually need to do anything.
Like what happens if God forbid? Yeah. Like
you don't like, it's such like a line yeah. that's repeated over and mm-hmm. over, probably heard from like marketing from diet. Yep. Diets, you need to fit into that dress. Well, here's how you can in 30 days. Like, and then people repeat what they hear.
Yep. Anything like that is from the history behind like weddings years and years and years ago is all toxic. We've done a whole episode on Betches Brides about that. Like, just the history behind like these, you've got a dress to fit into like notion and lines and the sweating for the wedding is because, you know, women were expected to be beautiful little dainty creatures floating down the aisle and, you know, being presented and given away to the man in arranged marriages and such. And that's where like that notion comes from. And that's why you'll hear some of the older generations because totally. They, I mean, it's been ingrained into them from their grandmothers and whatnot. I remember my grandma used to say things like,
yeah,
we're all traumatized. Might be triggering, so I'm sorry, but like I remember my grandma used to say like a moment on the lips is a pound on the hips, or like,
oh yeah,
one time I called her or she called me and I was in the car and Mike and I had just stopped, we were coming home from Boston, and I was like, oh, we just got donuts, there's this gluten-free donut place that we found, it's so good because Mike's celiac, and she she was like, well, maybe you just eat half and give the rest to Mike, Nicole. And I'm like, grandma.
Oh my God. Did you laugh like you're laughing now, or yeah. did you take it?
I just, because she was so like funny, no filter, whatever. Like I don't know. I've had a thick skin with that stuff.
Right.
But like, yeah, I mean, those types of comments come out tenfold when it comes to weddings.
Uh-huh. And the thing how you said about how it's like a woman is presented, it's also like, after that, it was a woman, the best day. It's like the peak of your life, like the best day of your life, quote unquote. And that's mm-hmm. why in Betches Brides, we say it's just a day of your life. But like, it's yeah. the best day of your life. And so therefore, you must look your best, and which is translated to look the smallest. And so yeah. like all those things going in order, and we are just slowly chopping away at that one by one, like, looking your best mm-hmm. does not mean being your smallest. Let's chop that relationship. Yeah. Yep. And then next is, it's not the best, like it doesn't have to be, it is just a day of your life. Sometimes it's really stressful. Sometimes it doesn't go as planned. And sometimes mm-hmm. you don't have to spend a lot of fucking money. So it's just like, just kind of changing the narrative for all of those things and disassociating them, I think is
totally.
Giving a lot of women some power back. And yeah. making them feel yep. better.
I also love that you said it does, like, that's a big thing we talk about is it doesn't have to be the best day of your life. Your wedding day doesn't have yeah. to be. Like, it can just be a day. That doesn't mean you don't love your partner. That doesn't, your best day of your life could be when you got promoted at work, when you, I don't know, when you had your baby. Like, it doesn't have to be your wedding day. And that's, like you said, that's synonymous with the getting ready, sweating for the wedding. If it's the best day, you have to look
pressure.
Like a
yeah,
yeah. So,
and you can have many best days. Like, mm-hmm. there's no competition of days. The days aren't competing with each other.
Totally,
you can have many amazing moments in mm-hmm. your life. Just like how there's no worst moment, there's definitely a lot of some bad ones. There's going to be some great ones too, and it doesn't have to be mm-hmm. the best. But yeah. This is a good chat. This is a good DST win submission.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's do a Dear DST. And for today's Dear DST, guys, we have a voicemail. I listened to this already, but I loved it. I just want to meet this girl. But okay, let's roll the tape.
Hi, Aileen and guest. I'm currently having a dilemma because I'm a bridesmaid in my cousin's wedding, and she has picked a couple of dresses that just really aren't going to be flattering on anyone with a bigger body. And the one that she picked for me specifically, I'm really not going to be comfortable wearing. I have a bigger chest, so I won't be able to wear a bra with it, which I'm sure you guys know is very, very uncomfortable. I'm very self-conscious about my chest, so I really would love to be able to wear a bra, but I really don't know how to ask her if I can trade dresses with someone. There were four options. There's 12 of us, so each of us got one of the options. And I really just am not comfortable with the one that she picked out for me. It's also a really bad color on me to begin with, which there's nothing I can really do about that. But maybe this is a question for Betcha's brides, but I'm really not sure how to navigate this conversation while being understanding that she is very stressed about her wedding coming up, and I don't want to cause an issue, but at the same time, I don't want to be uncomfortable all night. Any advice would be really appreciated. I love the show so much. Thank you. Have a good day.
How much do you love her?
I love her. I want her to be my bridesmaid. She sounds like such a good bridesmaid.
Agreed. Because when she was like, I understand that she's probably also really stressed about,
I was
like,
I wanted to cry.
Yeah, me too. She was just like so empathetic, but also so genuine about how uncomfortable she is. And I was just like very moved by like what she said, because she's valid in how she feels.
Already, like, just know you're the best bridesmaid ever. Like, just that empathy for the bride. She's just such a good friend. So go you.
Yeah. I think that you can literally say what you just said to us, to your cousin. I think that, like, you were talking about how uncomfortable you are. You're not saying anything negative about her choices or anything. Yeah. And I doubt she was really even thinking about, I doubt, maybe she doesn't even know how uncomfortable you are. And maybe she doesn't know how a body with bigger chest looks in certain dresses. Like, you know, not everybody thinks of everything if they're not, that's not their experience. So I doubt she would take offense if you expressed how uncomfortable it is or like to wear that, and just to ask, like, what are my options? I'd love to, like, not make you any more stressed. And I'd love to, like, pick a bunch of dresses and send to you.
Yeah.
And go from there.
I was going to say, if you are worried about, like, putting more stress on her, you could offer to just, like, do the work to present more options to her and take that kind of off her plate, even though I don't even think you have to. Like, I don't know. A lot of brides are like, want to have control in a way over the dresses, so she might not mind. But yeah, I mean, if she's a good cousin to you, and, you know, I'm assuming she is because you're in her wedding, you guys seem close, She wants you to be comfortable and she wants you to be happy on the day. All brides should want their bridesmaids to look and feel their very best, not be uncomfortable in their dresses. Like, so yeah, I mean, just like you said, Aileen, I would literally play that voicemail for her. Cause if I were the bride, I'd be like, honey, here's all the dresses you can wear. Pick your favorite. Because yeah. And it's not like something I was going to say, like, it's not something that, it's not like she's like, oh, I hate the fabric. Like, that's not my favorite type. Or it's like, mm-hmm. you know, the color. She did say the color, which is a valid concern. But I think like the bigger chest and bra thing, that's like a very valid concern. Like, you want to be able to wear a bra in the dress, which is totally makes sense. And you can't in the one you were given. So, yeah, I mean, I think you have every right to just be honest with her and she should ask. And especially if there are other options, like, I don't know, people switch around those all the time. I feel like everybody gets anxiety when like the dress options are sent out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To the group chat.
I know, bridesmaids. Yes. Yeah. Like, what are you going to make me fucking wear?
My brothers, all the good ones got taken. And I was in like, literally there were like two options left. I ended up loving my dress, not going to lie, but it was like on the website, you could just tell like nobody wanted that one. And I was like, just because I picked up my phone last and missed the text, like I got shafted with the last option. But yeah, I don't know. I think there needs to be like, that's why I think especially with bridesmaids dresses, not to go off on a tangent, but like that whole process needs to change more. Like it should just be like you pick your own and like come to me with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This whole notion of like you're wearing this one is becoming outdated.
Right. I think it's because it's kind of hard, like, you know, if you have a lot, it's kind of hard to make like a mix and match palette. So a lot of times mm-hmm. it's just easier to choose one and you don't have to deal with it. Then not everybody's happy. And yeah, rightfully, not every piece of clothing is meant for every single body. And that also maybe even if it was, that doesn't mean you're comfortable in every piece of clothing that you put on your body. So it's just like there's like a lot of variability in that and a lot of emotions because everybody mm-hmm. feels differently about their bodies, whether or not somebody else may see it from the totally. Outside. But I think that if the bride isn't a bridezilla, is not a bridezilla, I think you could just say like, I want to talk to you about something. It's not like a big deal, but I really don't want to stress you out. It's just that the dress that you picked for me, I feel is going to be like, I'm going to be very uncomfortable on the day. And I don't want your pictures to look like I look uncomfortable. I need a bra. I have a big boobs. What would you say if I picked like five more dresses for you to choose from? If not, mm-hmm. I'm also happy to send you whatever, like what works, like what kind of style works for me. That's if she's not a bridezilla. Right. Because if I had a cousin come to me mm-hmm. and said like they're not comfortable, I would like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'd be like, right? The only reason I am stressed is because you feel this way. Like that like, would literally
I'm so sorry also like to make you feel uncomfortable that you had to like stress out to even come to me about this.
I'd be sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. For
but like, if she is a bridezilla. Mm. Say she is a bridezilla. Then what would you do?
God, that's tough. If she is, I mean, I hate to like take this far, but like, what if they're not mean close to you back?
And they are really just cousins. And
if
like,
she's like mean to you back about this and she's like, well, you know, this is stressing me out, blah, blah, then like, I don't, maybe she's not the best like long-term relationship for you moving forward because that's just like whatever. But in the now to deal with, I mean, if she is just, I would still like hold your ground and be like, look, the last thing I want to do is stress you out. Like, this is your wedding. Again, that's where I would offer to take on all of the work. I would offer to research the dresses that work with the other ones. I would offer to do any of the communications. If people need to switch, like you talk to them, not her, the bride. That way, like, mm-hmm. you're giving her absolutely no reason to, like, be a bridezilla. And then if she mm-hmm. still is, then fuck her.
Yeah. I can understand why it's also stressful to like to be vulnerable to someone and share that you're uncomfortable, because like it could feel embarrassing. And like you be worried about like, oh, what's she going to say about me? Like, oh, she's going to talk shit about my body. She's going to say like this to the other girls. Like, you know, I could see why like that might spiral in your head when you're like putting this conversation on this like pedestal. But in reality, all of that shit does not matter. Like you, she asked you to be a bridesmaid, meaning like you're not like her employee.
Yeah.
Like, you were like in a uniform. And even if you were an employee, you have rights.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's true.
You know, like you need to have.
I'm like, in my head, I'm like, employees can be put in a uniform, not the bridesmaid. No. Like, no, nobody.
Like, no, you're not paying to be, to have some service.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to her school where she like has rules. Like,
right.
You are entered into an agreement based on like a relationship. And within that, like you have rights and therefore you are allowed to feel comfortable. And just
and especially
have
as a bridesmaid.
Your mind. Yes.
Right.
You have to like fucking spend money.
Oh yeah. Chances are you're paying for your own dress. So it's like, yeah, especially I'm pretty sure one of my bridesmaids, when we were looking at dresses, one of them, my friend Brooke, is very direct. And I'm pretty sure she was like, I'm not fucking wearing that dress. It's ugly. And like, I was like, okay, you wear what you want. Like they shouldn't, the bridesmaid shouldn't really even have to like, you know, put this conversation on such a pedestal.
Yeah.
But I get why I definitely understand why you feel like that. Cause especially if the bride like has her vision and everything, but I also don't think you changing another dress, if it is like a multi-dress thing, is going to change the vision and alter the vision. Like it'd be one thing if everyone was wearing the exact same dresses, which like nobody does anymore, but that's not the case. This sounds like a there's multiple options.
Right. I agree. Anyway, I sense the anxiety coming from, and it's great because we have a voicemail to like be able to sense things like that. There's like so much more context to like hear like our DST's voice, and you know, you could really empathize. And I feel your anxiety. You just need to have the convo, have it out.
Right.
In a very respectful way. Like it doesn't need to be this. It's not a confrontation at all. You're just sharing how you feel. And once it's over, you will feel so much more relieved and it'll just be it. And you'll get, it's a win-win.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Uh-huh. All right. Well, this was fun, Nicole. What have you been talking about, Betches Brides? If you're a bride who's listening, or you're a bridesmaid, or you're just a guest of a wedding, or you just love to research bridal shit, you just like love it all, what have you been talking about, and where can people hear it?
All things weddings. Like lately we're talking a lot about wedding regrets. Those are always really fun to talk about because it's really great for the brides and bridesmaids listening, planning for weddings, because then they learn from other brides' mistakes. We have some great episodes planned, a lot about mental health too with Dr. Naomi. I really want to do a sex therapy episode, keeping the marriage sex life alive, and a bunch of other fun stuff. So yeah, Betches Brides, anywhere you want to listen to podcasts, at Betches Brides on Instagram and at Nicole Pellegrino on Instagram and TikTok, and Betches on TikTok.
What's your biggest regret?
Oh my God. What is my biggest one? My biggest like logistical one, not planning an official after party. Like it's a whole long story, but it ended up working and being so fun and great. I have a lot of regrets though, like little ones. Like Mike and I forgot to do a speech at our wedding, like as the couple, like welcoming everybody. And that's a huge
at your
regret.
Wedding?
Yeah. A lot of people do that. No, at the wedding.
Oh,
that's a huge regret of mine. Every wedding I go to now, the couple stands up and welcomes everybody. And it's such a nice thing.
I've never seen anyone do that.
What?
Do you think maybe it's a Jewish wedding thing?
At like, the reception. No, because Navi and Chris, my brother, had a very Jewish wedding and they did that.
At the reception? I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've only seen
it at the rehearsal dinner. I've seen it at
everyone. That's
we didn't
so
even there.
Funny.
We like didn't speak. And it's one of my... I posted a TikTok about it and it was very like divided. Like a lot of people were like... Are you in the comments? They were like, are you kidding? You didn't do one? Like, that's 101 for hosting a wedding. And then a lot of people were like, I've never seen that. So
yeah,
just an interesting topic.
My regret is that I wish I didn't like get drunk like before like the speeches.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, because I wasn't drunk. That's amazing. I was just like, I have a very low tolerance. So like yeah. just one or two drinks, I wasn't like sober. And so yeah. In the pictures, like I remember the speeches, but like in the pictures, I'm just like,
like
I just look sweaty and like just hysterically laughing, and it just is not cute. That is my regret.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like the photos suddenly, yeah, you just look a little sweatier, a little glisten.
I have another regret. Not that I'm on Betches Brides, but I regret not trying on altering my dress with my flat sneakers on.
Wait. Oh, your second.
No, I only wore one dress. I changed into my like after party dress, but that was it. You know, like my main dress.
Right.
It was dragging a little when I was wearing my sneakers the whole time. And that is a big regret.
Yeah, but then did you wear heels down the aisle and stuff?
Yeah.
You don't want it to be too short for that.
Well, I know, but right? What was I going to do? It was the aisle thing is 30 minutes.
True.
The wedding is like 6 hours. So I was just like holding the bottom the whole time. But anyway, yeah. This is so not relevant.
No, we should. If you
go listen to Betches Brides.
I'm telling you, you can talk. It's the most fun topic, wedding regrets. Like, it's just funny and fun to talk about. And then so many brides learn from our
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I loved my wedding. Anyway,
I talked about your wedding today on the episode because Rusty I talked about his tux because we had an email that the bride and groom were fighting over like what the groom was going to wear, and the bride, he wanted to wear dark navy blue and like with black accents like tux, and the bride didn't want that. And I was like, wait, that's actually like the ideal look. I remember Rusty did that.
Yeah, the blue and the black. Yeah. He did. I loved it.
I randomly remembered that. I've said Rusty's name like 17 times on this episode. Hi, Rusty.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole. This is so fun. Everyone go follow Nicole at Nicole Pellegrino and go follow our TikTok because Nicole is running that too. A woman of many hats who's currently wearing a hat. And follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. And please leave a review if you love the show. A 5-star review, it makes a really big difference in us continuing to produce the show. I love to hear the feedback. And if it's obviously like if you have a problem with anything, use it. Just, you know, send us an email, dst@betches.com. Or you can DM me at Aileen and DM us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.